From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and running mate Tim Kaine are on a two-state bus tour Friday, a day after she accepted the party's nomination at their convention in Philadelphia. During her acceptance speech, Clinton took aim at her rival for the White House, Republican Donald Trump.
If you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
Trump responded on Twitter, accusing Clinton of ignoring the country's problems and proposing solutions that would make America worse off. Clinton is the first woman ever nominated for president by a major U.S. political party. United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said that the clock is ticking for the Aleppo population after suggesting improvements to a proposal by Russia and the Syrian government to set up humanitarian corridors around the northern Syrian city.
If it can and should be successful, well, then it needs to be improved. And my understanding is that the Russians are open for major improvements. In that case, we would be then looking at the whole context in light of the outcome of those improvements.
Syrian opposition groups say the Russian proposal is actually a plan to force Aleppo's population to flee, likening it to a war crime. And South Korean media reporting that an 18-year-old North Korean man who went to Hong Kong to compete in the International Mathematics Olympiad has taken refuge in the South Korean consulate there. As a precautionary measure, South Korean Consulate General asked Hong Kong authorities for enhanced security. This